and no social dictation will overlast a nature that can only be immortalized by the divine. And it's either self-retrospectively or through empathy that we can detect an heroic enterprise. And at last, our genius goes in avoiding to become slaves of society and keep being independent geniuses. And at last, our great modern dilemma is to whether maintain the complexity or cut down to simplicity. And what is to fight is not owners, but the owners that sit comfortably on their properties. And the more remote, the more the highest of spirits can accomplish itself. And also the most mundane may involuntarily contribute to open up the path for the poetic soul. And what is indomitable will remain indomitable even after its apparent domination. And the ultimate aim of the noble soul is to enhance the beauty that has been already provided to him. And it is not a man to be psychopathic, but a society surrounding him or her with his technologies. And we shall reach an height where the sun never wishes to set, even after darkness. And let man alone pursue its dream, and steer him only if it's not spiritual enough. And a degree of integrity can be reached only through our marriage with nature. In our social afflictions, we become unable to relax in the everyday poetry surrounding us. And while heroism fades with the establishment, it might as well return once we rebel to it. And we become wise only after experiencing the consequences of acting without prudence. And by preparing on one side a shelter, on the other we become fearless of having nothing to lose. And the right philosophy is neither one nor the other, but simply what suits us at a given time. And our natural surrounding will only dissatisfy us if our ambition becomes artificial. And it's both being too hard or too weak with our integrity that we might disintegrate. And it is with the resources to protect the properties of the rich that the majority submit to poverty. And after being mentally raped by the technological progress, we subdue to it without any resistance. And there is no feeling to the deep extractions we caused to our nature. And we shall learn not to accept the words of the rat, and keep on imagining our own world. And human whining will be louder than that of the machine if we are to look at all the fractures the latter causes us. And the natural holistic harmony providing each human with its own dignity is lost over technical optimization. and all the education provided over the years by society may be swept away through one single exemplary lesson in real life. And by upsetting ethnical groups, political correctness comes to substitute any form of solidarity. And whether the feeling to be hermit might arise on us, there is no longer any site where to build our cell. And the way we construct our imagination will in fact become our projection of reality. And wherever our gaze plays its admiration, we find a glimpse of our past. And whenever we become classifiable, it is time to fight for our declassification. And it is far better a fabricated challenge than a depressing future ahead without any challenges. And only by pursuing our ideas we are able to develop in very unpredictable and creative forms. And it is only through a self-imposed mission that we can develop the bones to sail out to infinity. And whether masculine or feminine, there will be always negative and positive sides from a society. And we can change the things around us only with the intentions of changing those within us and thus overcome our negativity. And it is only by obsessing our passion that we can find a way to settle it in a defined manner. And while advancing with our avant-garde, we shall not forget to enforce our retrograde. And alone we shall look up at the mountain we are climbing, as the abyss below is deadly. And we shall keep up with the promise that on top we shall reach an astonishing view over our sorrow. And we can only rely on the enormous power of our perseverance in the everyday. And no matter how agitated is the sea around us, peace has to lie firstly and mostly within us. And be able to quit only for some time society is another way to push more nature into it at our return. And rethinking is unnecessary, as it is anyway time that will constantly reshape our thinking. And it is through our living presence that we shall give meaning to the places we live in. And aiming to go higher, any level below starts looking smaller and uninteresting. And you shall get going into a journey to find the answer to your questions within you. And no matter where, the nature of a person or a place is always beautiful if endured. And what can any honor be if he cannot transcend the present and project itself into the future? And paradoxically, the setting of inner limits to our passion is the only way to overcome the outer limits. And as we step forward, we ought to carefully prepare the base for our inevitable and permanent retreat. and the only true success is the one that embeds its downfall in its design. And the constant changes to yet new paradigms steal us time and yet give us time to reflect the change. And not to be humbled by life, we ought to always be ready to get down to do humble work. And all the tactics developed by the most ambitious are well kept in the realm of the ignorance working for them. And we might be able to delay, but we can certainly not escape the seasonal transformation occurring within us. And real acceptance can never occur without a real major conflict. And in our life exploration, we cannot but make the best of the events we cannot oppose. And we may listen to a moralist only if he or she has taken upon himself the struggle and joy of all other contemporary humans.